Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. We're coming off a week of record highs, but it looks like we're starting this Monday on a bit of a softer note. What's the mood out there?
It's definitely a cautious start. Futures are pointing to a lower open across the board. The S&P is down about 24 points. The Dow is off 180. And the Nasdaq is looking to shed about 96 points at the bell. After the run we had, a little profit-taking isn't surprising.
So a little pullback after that mega cap melt-up on Friday. What did we see overnight in the international markets?
It was a really mixed bag. Asia was all over the place. Japan's Nikkei actually jumped 1%, bouncing back nicely, but Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell about 0.8%. Over in Europe, the mood is much more defensive. Germany's DAX is down almost a full percent.
What's dragging Europe down?
It's the automakers. Porsche and Volkswagen both came out with guidance warnings. They're citing tariffs, weak EV demand, and a slowdown in China. That's casting a bit of a shadow over the whole region. Plus, an ECB member suggested the rate cut cycle might be over, which is propping up the euro but weighing on stocks.
Got it. Let's bring it back home. What are the big headlines traders are watching this morning?
Well, there's the usual political chatter from Washington. Democratic leaders are trying to meet with President Trump about the looming government funding deadline. But the president doesn't seem to think it'll have much impact. He's also set to address the UN tomorrow.
Okay, but what about the corporate news? The stuff that's really moving the needle.
Right. The Oracle TikTok deal is a big one. It looks like Oracle will handle the data, and the US will get control of the algorithm and a majority of the board seats. And then there's Tesla. They just got approval to test their robotaxi service in Arizona. That's a significant step forward for them.
And I saw a note about a major railroad merger getting some political backing.
You did. Bloomberg is reporting that President Trump supports the potential Union Pacific merger with Norfolk Southern. That's a massive deal for the transport sector if it moves forward. Two giants combining would completely reshape that landscape.
A lot to digest there. Shifting gears to the economy, is there any data on the docket for today?
Today is actually very quiet on the data front, but it is not quiet when it comes to the Fed. We're going to hear from three voting members: New York Fed President John Williams, St. Louis Fed President Alberto Musolam, and Fed Governor Stephen Moran. The market will be hanging on every word, looking for clues on future rate cuts.
So, no data, but plenty of Fed speak. When's the next big inflation reading?
All eyes are on Friday for the PCE price index. That will be the next major test for the market's inflation narrative.
All right, let's talk individual movers. What's gapping up pre-market?
The hands-down winner this morning is MBX Biosciences, ticker MBX. The stock is soaring over 32%. They announced their once-weekly drug, Canvuparol, hit its primary endpoint in a phase 2 trial. Just fantastic news for them.
A 32% pop. You love to see it. How about on the downside?
We're seeing some weakness in names that have recently announced financing. CEA Industries, ticker BNC, is down about 12%. They just filed for a pretty large PIPE financing deal, and that's likely creating some dilution fears for existing shareholders.
Makes sense. And what are the analysts saying this morning? Any big upgrades or downgrades?
The semiconductor space is getting a lot of attention. Morgan Stanley upgraded both Applied Materials and ASML to overweight, which is a bullish call on the sector. But in the same breath, they downgraded KLA Corporation. On the consumer side, Piper Sandler downgraded Crocs to neutral, which might put some pressure on that name today.
Interesting moves in the chip space. Okay, before we get to the final takeaway, any M&A news to kick off the week?
Absolutely. Pfizer is acquiring Metsera, which is a big move in the biotech space. And in real estate, we have a confirmed combination between Compass and Anywhere Real Estate in an all-stock transaction. So the deal-making continues.
Okay, so let's tie it all together. So lower open, we have Fed speak on tap, and some big single stock stories. What's the key takeaway for traders heading into the opening bell?
The theme remains the same. Focus on strength. The mega cap tech and communication stocks are leading for a reason. Market breadth is still a concern, with small and mid caps lagging. So this isn't the time to go bottom fishing in weaker areas of the market. Stick with what's working.
Any specific names on the watch list for today?
For sure. We're watching Google for a potential continuation of its recent strength. And Tesla is on the anticipation list. That robotaxi news out of Arizona is a real catalyst. And traders will be watching to see if it can build on that momentum.
Excellent. So be cautious, watch the Fed, and stick with the leaders. A perfect summary.
Exactly. Manage your risk, Watch for volume to confirm any moves, and be ready for potential volatility later in the week. It should be an interesting session.
That's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.